In the Arab world, there are mixed feelings about this deal. Iran's regional allies, like the regime of Bashar al-Assad in Syria, welcomed the news of the accord, but others aren't so sure, and the deal is the subject of discussion all over. NPR's Alice Fordham reports from Lebanon.
Mohammed Abul Hassan is an elderly street vendor with a stall full of newspapers marking the deal. Some are jubilant. One paper has "Yes, we can" emblazoned across a photo of celebrating Iranians. The headline's written in Farsi, Iran's language, rather than regular old Arabic. And Abul Hassan's happy too. He says this is a big victory for Iran. They're taking back their rights of the past 40 years. They took back their money and lifted the sanctions. What could be better than that? In a nearby cafe on this bustling street in Lebanon's capital, Beirut, several people say this deal's definitely big for the Middle East. Khalil Harb, getting some lentils and salad for lunch, is a journalist.
In my opinion, it's going to have many implications and it's going to force many changes in the region.
But there are plenty who fear an empowered Iran. I have coffee with Wissam Tarif, a longtime activist against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. He's pessimistic.
This deal will not help Syria, will not help Iraq, will not help us, the people who live in this region.
Iran is Assad's staunchest ally.
Iran will start getting billions of dollars. This money will help al-Assad to sustain the war in Syria.
Tarif's voice has been joined by a chorus of dismay from Assad's opponents, pointing out that Iran has helped Assad as he's presided over the collapse of his country and the deaths of hundreds of thousands of civilians. Andrew Tabler is a Syria analyst in Washington.
Simply, it is seen as somehow a vindication of Iran's position in the region.
And Syria's a proxy war, with different countries supporting different sides. So Tabler fears those countries who oppose Assad, Saudi Arabia and Turkey, for example, might now send more weapons to rebels to counter Iranian strength. And you hear similar concerns in Iraq too, where Iran backs militias accused of abuses. There are some more optimistic voices. Amiral Azam is a history professor and leading Assad opponent. He says with the deal done, Assad might participate in new Syria peace talks.
Getting the nuclear deal out of the way essentially now opens up, you know, the space for a much more serious discussion on what can and cannot be done in Syria.
And he adds, ultimately, the US, Iran and global powers would welcome a more stable Middle East because that's home to what they all agree is a serious threat, the self-named Islamic State. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.